Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so glad you can join us today. Today's topic is health.
And the title of our lesson is I Feel Sick. I Feel Sick. What did we learn on yesterday's show?
Yesterday, Dr. Apple Day told us that we have to rest when we are sick. When you rest, your body is relaxed. This will make you feel better.
Today, we will continue to talk and learn about this topic. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Yesterday, Rob's guest was Dr. Apple Day. She made two good points about sickness. You will get better sooner if you rest. And you won't make other people sick if you stay at home. Today, Ben is sick. He should be recovering at home. But he has a lot to do before the new year. Should Ben go home?
Marie, do you ever come to work when you are sick?
Yes, if I have a lot of work to do, I will come.
Marie!
What? I need to get my work done.
Think about it. If you are sick, you could get others sick too. Then they won't be able to work. It's better for you to stay home than to get other people sick in the office.
That is a good point. I should stay at home. That would be better for everybody, and for Christina, too. I don't want her to get sick. She needs to show us our key words.
Hi, Ben 生病了。Taylor 说昨天 Rob 访问的来宾是一位医师，对生病提出很好的建议。首先名词来宾或是客人是 guest。Rob's guest was a doctor. She made good points about sickness. 她对生病提出了很好的论点。名词 point 表示论点或是重点。Ben 说 I feel sick, 我不舒服。可是他却不愿意回家待着。Sick 是形容词生病不舒服的。Taylor 一直劝他 You need to rest and recover. 动词 recover 就是恢复、痊愈。所以要休息才能恢复啊。不过 Ben 一直说新年前工作很多，需要赶工。We have a lot to do before the new year. 新年是 new year, 请留意这两个字是专有名词，字首都要大写哦。最后 Ben 到底有没有回家休息呢？我们一起来看看他怎么说。
Ben, are you okay?You don't look so good.
I feel sick, Taylor.
Then why did you come to the Jungle Cafe? You should be at home.
I wanted a coffee. It will give me some energy. And then I'll be okay for work.
That's terrible, Ben. When you're sick, you shouldn't come to work.
Ben and Taylor are talking in the Jungle Cafe. Ben is feeling sick. It's going to be a bad day for him.
Ben, you don't look so good.
You don't look so good.
What? Peter, I think I look fine. Is it because I look tired? Maybe I should put on more makeup.
No, 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 Marie. You don't look so good is today's...
Calendar phrase!
You don't look so good.
You don't look so good.
你看起来不太好。
Oh,
you don't look so good.
I feel sick.
You don't look so good.
I have a sore throat.
You don't look so good.
And I have a fever too.
You don't look so good.
Okay, I'm going to take a rest.
You should. You'll feel better.
And look better.
Yeah, you don't look so good.
You don't look so good.
You don't look so good.
你看起来不太好。
What a great calendar phrase. Ben is feeling sick, so he doesn't look so good. Yesterday, we talked a lot about being sick in the winter. Let's talk more about this word sick. Can you help us, Peter?
Sure. This is when, you feel sick from germs or viruses, like getting a cold, getting the flu. Maybe a headache could be caused from being sick. You don't feel well, so you should rest and stay at home.
Yeah, you should also take medicine, drink lots of water, and make sure you don't go to work. Wait a second. I don't understand, Peter. Ben is at the Jungle Cafe, but he's sick. Shouldn't he be home resting?
Well, he thinks drinking coffee will make him feel better because it will give him some energy.
But he's sick. He shouldn't drink coffee for energy. Instead, he should eat an apple for energy. That's much healthier for him.
Well, do you eat apples for energy?
I do. After I eat an apple, I feel good and I can do my work well. Hey, do you know who has a lot of energy?
Me? I have lots of energy.
Well, yes, you do. But I was thinking about children. Children have a lot of energy. They can run for hours and jump up and down all day.
You're right about that. You know, I agree with Taylor. Ben should not be at work, and he should be drinking, not be drinking coffee. That's terrible. Oh, well, he needs to learn a few lessons. Let's see if he does in Conversation B.
I have to work today, Taylor. We have a lot to do before the new year.
It is good of you to care about your work, but you need to rest and recover.
I know, but resting at home is boring.
Maybe, but you have no choice. Do you want to get better?
Yes, I do.
Ben is at work today because he has a lot to do before the new year. The new year will be here very soon.
Yeah, it's only 3 days until then. On January 1st, it will be 2017. It will be a new year, and 2016 will be finished.
Yeah, but just because New Year's is almost here, and Ben has a lot of work to do, it doesn't mean he should come to work sick.
Well, Taylor agrees with you. She says it is good of you to care about your work, but you need to rest and recover. And we all know that Christina cares about her work too, and she will teach us more about this.
Taylor 说, it is good of you to care about your work, but you need to rest and recover. 你在乎工作是很好的事，但是你需要休息和康复。这个句子很长，我们首先来看片语 care about something， 它是在乎、挂念或关心的意思。你可以对人说 we care about you， 我们关心你，或者 they don't care about the game， 他们不在乎那场比赛。另外就是句型It's good of you to do something. 这句话用来肯定对方，你这样做很好。比如说 ,It's good of you to help poor people. 你帮助穷人很好。It's good of you to come see us. 你来看我们真好。
Thank you, Christina. It's good of Ben to care about his work. But like Taylor says, he needs to recover.Can you tell us more about the word recover?
Of course. It means to become healthy after you are sick. you can recover from a cold in a few days. You can also recover from something more serious, like an injury.
That's right. If you take good care of yourself, the faster you will recover. Ben should be at home recovering, but he thinks resting at home is boring.
It might be boring to him, but it's best for him. Do you think resting at home is boring?
I don't think so. I find it very relaxing, especially if I'm sick. But I do find other things boring.
Like what?
Well, if I'm in a long meeting, I might fall asleep because it's boring. And some movies that don't have a lot of action, they're boring to me too.
Well, I think it's a good choice for Ben to stay at home. I think everyone is encouraging him to do that. Well, we're going to take a break right now. You can rest at home too. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Have you ever been sick during the holidays?
I have. One year, I was really sick during the New Year. I had a really bad fever. I was really hot, and I was shaking, so I couldn't do anything with my family or friends.
Oh, that's too bad. My brother always gets sick. We kind of joke about it now and say it's a family tradition. Well, we have one more conversation. Friends, let's watch it together.
Yesterday, Rob's guest was a doctor.
Sir, Dr. Day.
Yes, and she made two good points.
About resting and staying at home?
Exactly. First, you will get better sooner if you rest.
And second,
if you stay at home, you won't make other people sick.
Those are good points. Okay, Taylor, I'll go home.
On yesterday's show, Rob's guest was Dr. Apple Day. A guest is someone who visits and stays for a while.
That's right. I invite guests sometimes for dinner. Have you ever stayed in a hotel? Oh, you have? Then you were a guest at that hotel.
Yesterday, Dr. Appleday was Rob's guest, and she made two good points. And right now, Christina has some points to give us. Let's hear what she has to say.
Taylor 说那位医生提出两个很好的论点。She made two good points. 句尾的 point 有顶端、尖端的意思。当你用它来表达某人思考的结果时，它不只是一个想法，它是经思考后表达出事物的重点、中心思想或者是重要论点。所以这位医生 made two good points， 提出两项重点。所以如果有人在会议中提出了一些不错的论点，你可以对他说 Those are great points. 如果你觉得对方把自己的论点表达得很好，很清楚，你可以对他说 You've made your point well. 另外如果你觉得某人讲话很有道理，你可以说 You have a point. 而我听懂了，就是 I got your point.
Thank you, Christina.Apple made some great points yesterday about resting and staying at home. Do you remember what some of them were?
I do. She says you will get better sooner if you rest. That's very true. And we will learn more if we listen to Rebecca. Hi there, Rebecca.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you all seem so excited.I wonder why. Wait, hold on. I know it's grammar point time. Today, you're going to learn how to use the words will, followed by the word if. For example, you will get cold if you don't wear warm gloves. Or, Mom will be angry if we're home late. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice. You will become stronger if you exercise. You will pass the test if you study.
I will go to the amusement park if you go. Friends, now it's your turn. Try using today's grammar point with a friend.
The second point Apple makes is about resting. She says, if you stay at home, you won't make other people sick. And that is a very good point.
Yes, these are great tips that I can learn from and you can too.
Well, I'm glad Taylor gave these tips to Ben. He needs to hear it.
Yeah, and it helped because Ben is on his way home to rest. Ben, feel better and come back soon, but only after you get better, okay?
That's right. Friends, if you ever see someone at work and they look sick, say something to them. Tell them what Apple says. It's best for them and it's best for everyone else to stay at home and rest.
Well, right now it's best for us to review. Let's look at those keywords one more time.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Guest. Guest. There are 10 guests at the dinner party.
Point. Point. You're right. That's a good point.
Sick. Sick. I sent Amy home. She feels sick today.
Recover. Recover. Please sleep and recover your health.
New Year. New Year. The new year begins on January 1st. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Ben, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I feel sick, Taylor.
Then why did you come to the Jungle Cafe? You should be at home.
I wanted a coffee. It will give me some energy. And then I'll be okay for work.
That's terrible, Ben. When you're sick, you shouldn't come to work.
I have to work today, Taylor. We have a lot to do before the new year.
It is good of you to care about your work, but you need to rest and recover.
I know, but resting at home is boring.
Maybe, but you have no choice. Do you want to get better?
Yes, I do.
Yesterday, Rob's guest was a doctor.
Sir, Dr. Day.
Yes, and she made 2 good points.
About resting and staying at home?
Exactly. First, you will get better sooner if you rest.
And second?
If you stay at home, you won't make other people sick.
Those are good points. Okay, Taylor, I'll go home.
Thanks, Ginger. I listened to your advice.
What advice?
Well, I wasn't feeling well, right? And you told me to go home and rest.
Are you recovering?
Oh, yes. I feel much better.
Well, good for you.
My nose isn't blocked.
That's good.
My throat isn't sore.
That's good.
My headache is gone. And my fever is gone, too.
That's great.
Oh, no. Ginger, are you okay?
No. You gave me the flu.
Oh, sorry. I think you should go home and rest.
I think I will.
Oh. Oh.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm just collecting some clothes and toys and putting them in a box. I'm going to give this box to my church. The church will give these things to poor families in need. God has given me many things. I want to bless others with some of what God has given me.
There are people in need all around the world. These people are usually poor. They don't have a lot of money. Because they don't have a lot of money, they often can't afford to buy new clothes, toys, shoes, or even food. Many of us have more than we need. We have closets full of clothes we don't wear, boxes full of toys we don't play with, and a lot of extra food in our kitchens. If we can share just a little bit of our extra things with other people, then we can make their lives a little better and easier. It doesn't take a lot of work. Just look through your house. Are there things that you don't use anymore? If you have some things that are still good and useful, why not donate them? Someone will appreciate having your used things.
Well, I packed up all my things, and now I'm going to drive them over to my church. What about you? Can you share some of the things that you have with others? If you do, you will help to make this world a better place. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. Do you have any other points for us, Marie, about what to do when you're sick?
Oh, I do. Being sick isn't fun, but you can make it fun.
You can have fun while sick?
Of course you can. You can do things like watch TV or listen to some relaxing music. As long as your body is relaxed, then it's fine.
And I'm sure you can watch Let's Talk in English, too. You'll learn while being sick. That's not bad. Friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.